we had a lot of evacuees here.
Did you make friends? But how did the evacuees?
Yes, they were. Some stayed. My husband, his parents took in an evacuee. They lived up Castle Hill, and they took in Leslie. He was from a London home, and my father-in-law, he was coming along, and they were all because they just bring them. And they stood them in on corners or convenient places, and people came and picked them. And poor Leslie, because he was slightly coloured, he was left there, a little five-year-old, sobbing his heart out. And my stepfather came by, and he said, "I'm not leaving him here," because this very schoolmarmish woman was telling him off for crying. And he took him home, and they couldn't stop him crying for ages. And of course, my mother-in-law came, and she'd already got three children and her father that living there. And I mean, sort of, there wasn't really room. And he said, "I couldn't leave him there." And he stayed. He went in as a Franciscan, and he's in Australia now. Still keep in touch with him. And of course they kept him after the war, because I mean when he came he'd got these great big boots on, poor little soul. And he lived he was in a London home, and he came and lived in Canterbury Street up Castle Hill with he was our best man. I mean, sort of my husband and him, they were as close as brothers. They got on so well together, those two boys.